Adhyayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pri Vrajagacharya Stotara Satya Sri Simad, His Divine Grace Srila Vaicharan Narvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Iskan Bibiti Founder Acharya's Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Samavayata Bhaktivedanta Ki Harinama Sankirtana Ki Gramtaraj Madhagavatam Ki Jainitai Gaura Pimanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and to Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhuttale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Dita Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakansana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamambi Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Taruvyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Narayanam Namaskritya Dharam Shaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Madiraya Nasta Praya Shabadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Tamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gradhara Sri Bhasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkripat Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Yatkripat Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 11. What text is it?
Verses 41.
41, huh? Yeah. Paribhuta imam gatham agayata naradhamai patayad bhi sva dharma sto dhritim asthaya sat vikim. Paribhuta imam gatham agayata naradhamai patayad bhi svadharmasto dhritim asthaya satvikim paribhutta imam gatham magat agat yata naradhamai patayad bhi svadharmasto dhritim asthaya satvikim paribhutta imam gatham agayata naradhamai patayad bhi svadharmasto dhritim asthaya satvikim.
Paribhutta imam gatham agayata naradhamai patayad bhi svadharmasto
ladies.
Paribhuta imam gatham.
Paribhuta imam gatham.
Agayata naradhamai.
Agayata naradhamai.
Patayad bhi svadharmasto.
Patayad bhi svadharmasto.
Dhritim asthaya satvikim.
Dhritim asthaya satvikim.
Paribhuttaha
insulted
imam
this
gatham
song
agayata
he sang
nara adhamai
by low class men
patayad bihi, who were trying to make him fall down. Svadharma, in his own duty, staha, remaining firm, dhritim, his resolution, asthaya, fixing, satvikim, in the mode of goodness. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Even while being insulted by these low-class men who were trying to effect his downfall, he remained steady in his spiritual duties, fixing his resolution in the mode of goodness. He began to chant the following song. Kindly repeat after me. Even while being insulted, by these low-class men, who were trying to effect his downfall, he remained steady in his spiritual duties, fixing his resolution in the mode of goodness. He began to chant the following song. Purport. Resolution in the mode of goodness is described in the Bhagavad Gita 18:33. Dhritya yaya dharayate mana pranendriya kriyaha yogena vyabhicharinya dhriti saparta satviki. Translation. O son of Pritha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and thus controls the mind, life, and the acts of the senses, is in the mode of goodness. Atheists who are envious of the devotees of the Supreme Lord are called Naradhamas, or the lowest of men, and undoubtedly are en route to hell. By all means at their disposal, they disturb the devotional service of the Lord, sometimes by direct attack and sometimes by mockery. The devotees, however, remain tolerant, fixing their determination in the mode of goodness, as described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Upadesamrita 1. Vacho vegam manasakroda vegam jiva vegam mudarupasta vegam etan vegan yobishaheta dhira sarvam apimam pritivim sashishyat. Translation. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So this is the ongoing pastime of this Avanti Brahmana. We're just about to hear the song of the Avanti Brahmana. So a number of points, of course, in the verse itself, very significant reference, Swadharma, and of course, Dhritim, as explained a little bit here in the purport. So Swadharma, actually most important thing in life for all of us, especially of course as devotees, but for everyone, is duty, primary duty. When Narada Muni was visiting Yudhishthira Maharaj and was requested by Yudhishthira Maharaj to explain to him about the duties of householder, Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is such an exalted personality, you know, the whole Pandava family, such exalted devotees of the Lord, such intimate, close associates of the Lord, but he, upon a greeting Narada Muni, approached him in a very humble frame of mind by explaining, I am but a fallen householder. You have been gracious enough to come to my residence. Kindly explain to me what are the duties of a householder, and also what are the general duties within the Varnashrama system. That was his mood and his request to Narada Muni. And that's in the 7th canto, actually 11th chapter, where this whole exchange begins between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. Very important section, especially I would say for our householders, but for everyone in general as well, because it addresses all of the Varnas and all of the Ashramas. So when I came across this verse, actually, it kind of opened up a number of things. Like, you know, we come across some very important statement, either a verse directly from the Shastra or some statement or explanation given by Srila Prabhupada in his purports. And this particular verse, which deals with dharma, is most important. It is directly reminding us, practically it is the last section of that verse, verbatim, to another essential verse that we find in the first canto of the Bhagavatam that we all know, savaya pumsham paro dharmo yato bhakti radhoshaje ahaitukiya pratihataya yatma supracidati. The atma, the soul, and in this case, it also includes the body and the mind, become totally satisfied when we engage in the param dharma, savai pumsham paro dharma, the param dharma, the highest duty, highest duty. Of course, here Prabhupada translates swadharma as spiritual duty. But swadharma actually exists on two levels, isn't it? Spiritual swadharma, the duty and responsibility of the spirit soul to awaken to Krishna consciousness, to engage in bhakti, devotional service. That is the highest level of swadharma, most important. But then there is the material swadharma. We spoke about that a little bit. Material swadharma, which means properly utilizing this material body and the material energy. It's actually referring to the material arrangement or system again that Krishna has given us of Varnashrama Dharma. So we have these two levels of dharma. It's very, very important to understand. Now, this verse, this other verse, spoken by Narada Muni, very interesting and very important as well. And you will see the connection. You know, Narada Muni begins by explaining, that's at the very beginning of his whole presentation, dharma mulam hi bhagavan. Mulam, the root essence of dharma is Bhagavan. What's important is that the essence of both material swadharma and the essence of spiritual swadharma is the same. Yeah. Means our material activities are meant to be connected with Krishna, not like modern day set up where it's totally disconnected. So, dharma mulam hi bhagavan sarva veda mayo harihi. All of the Vedic literatures, both the Shruti and Smriti, these are the two main divisions in our Shastra, they point to the same, that all of our activities, all of our thoughts, all of our desires are meant to be for the pleasure of Krishna. So, dharma mulam hi bhagavan sarva veda mayo harihi smritam cha tadvidam rajan yena chatma prasidati. Last line is practically identical as the one I quoted from the first canto of the Bhagavatam. Smritam cha tadvidam rajan. It is translated as, those who are devotees of the Lord, they are meant to, smritam means to remember. Sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, smriti. Remembering. A devotee, just like this brahmana here, because he's fixed on the goal, even though he is insulted in so many ways, experiencing so many difficulties, he is fixed on the goal. He is resolute in his determination. And therefore he is successful in dealing with whatever material situation may come, isn't it? This will be explained, well, it is there throughout Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and that was the main question that Arjuna was asking Krishna, you know, this mind. Our main problem is actually our mind, our material mind. Spiritual. When the mind is spiritualized, then that mind is always serving at the lotus feet of the Lord. So very important for us as devotees to live this philosophy, to live this philosophy on these two levels of Swadharma. And Srila Prabhupada actually explains that both complement one another. Both are meant to go hand in hand. It is very difficult to actually only apply the spiritual sadharma in a setting that is not conducive to have a peaceful mind. You know, just like, because every day, especially in our, you know, urban settings, there's all kinds of distractions, all kinds of disturbances. Just to chant the holy name is a great endeavor. Or to remember Krishna, we are bombarded constantly with so many distractions. We are having to associate with majority of people that we associate with. I'm talking about in the cities, unless somebody's, you know, in the temple, a full-time pujari, then he's in the temple, not having so much of these. So it is our material, in other words, our material situation, our material environment, the material atmosphere in which we are living or that we create has a direct bearing on our lives as well. And that is why our Vedic culture is giving so much of importance and emphasis on this whole philosophy that we are trying to understand, that we're trying to apply, you know, of simple living and high thinking. So, determination is referred to here in the verse as well as in the purport. And these are like basic, what is it? Basic qualities. This most important verse, I quoted from the Nectar of Instruction, and the, what is it, introduction actually to the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada explains how this particular book of Srila Rupa Goswami, which is actually very thin. I remember in the early days when I had joined, the book was not yet printed, but there were some, you know, copies of the verse. And then I remember thinking, my God, why I didn't know about this, these particular verses, especially the first four verses are just like so powerful. But then I came to understand that even knowing about these verses, to actually apply them and to be successful, it is not an easy task. One really has to. But in the introduction, Srila Prabhupada was explaining how, especially in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, and even though we may be practicing for 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, we're still in the early stages of Krishna consciousness. These basic instructions are most essential. We generally experience all kinds of difficulties because we have not yet mastered, you know, we have not yet fully applied or understood these basic instructions. So this is a little bit connected with something we were discussing yesterday, actually, in a short gathering that we had. How, unless our own devotees understand some of the basics of Krishna consciousness as it pertains both to our spiritual Swadharma and also material Swadharma, and that actually this is meant to be our constant focus, as nicely explained by Narada Muni, somehow we need to derive, you know, or create or, you know, somehow find some attraction or some interest in these essential features, which are actually meant ultimately to create both a spiritual and material ideal situation for us. There is such a thing as an ideal spiritual well-being, and there is such a thing as a material well-being, both of which foster or enable us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So maybe just on this point a little bit, you know, in our Shastra we find Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. These four sometimes we tend to reject or to minimize. In the context of varnashram, actually, these are very important. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. When it is connected with Krishna, when it is connected with, for example, creating a situation where artha and kama have their place, have their position to favor our advancement in Krishna consciousness, that is to be encouraged. So in other words, we as devotees somehow need to deepen our understanding and appreciation of these two level of activities. It is not wrong to endeavor for a material activity which will favor, ultimately which will favor our spiritual advancement. So Krishna, he comes in this material world, all of the incarnations descend in the material world to reestablish, you know, these principles of dharma. And that's very important for all of us to be able to deepen our understanding of these principles of dharma, because it is only when we have a more clear understanding that we can actually live, apply, you know, these principles of dharma. And this is what Srila Prabhupada was endeavoring to do by giving us all of these different instructions, telling us to be cautious, actually very various places in the Bhagavatam, the whole exchange, for example, between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. Prabhupada explains in one purport, why is Parikshit Maharaj in his questions, you know, Parikshit Maharaj, here's an individual, I mean, a very special devotee, you know, he's part of the grandson of Arjuna. He's born from such a lineage, you know, spiritual lineage of Vaishnavas, and he's been cursed to die within 7 days. So he doesn't have a long time, and yet one of the questions that he's asking, he asked a series of questions. One of the questions he's asking to Shukadeva Goswami, can you explain to me about creation? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that, you know, why was it even necessary or important for Parikshit Maharaj to ask such a question? I mean, he's going to leave his body in a few days. So Prabhupada explains that, makes this point, which we're trying to make here a little bit as well, that we cannot prematurely or exclusively be dealing with the spiritual, you know, aspect or dimension. In many places, actually, Srila Prabhupada explains that we have a responsibility, because we're here in the material world, to appreciate and properly utilize, learn how to utilize Krishna's energy, Krishna's material energy, Krishna's material systems, of which Varnashram is like the most scientific material system. We fail to understand, as devotees, for example, how within that system, all of the tools that we need to live properly, to relate with one another. That point was brought out yesterday as well, how when we live a more natural lifestyle, when we understand about this material system that Krishna has created, then in a more spontaneous and natural way our dealings with one another become easier, more natural, more in keeping with our material natures, more in keeping with our spiritual natures. So it's a mistake, you know, and Srila Prabhupada has warned us on many occasions, you know, to just be exclusively overly spiritual and neglecting the material. It's like, you know, you can't neglect to maintain the body. This body has to be maintained. not for sense pleasure, not for material purpose exclusively. There is a material purpose in the sense that we respect the arrangement that Krishna has given. But as Narada Muni was explaining, that anything in connection with our activities, whether they are spiritual or material, must be based on Shastra, on Vedic knowledge. And therefore, again, it's like we have this this very high responsibility, very great responsibility as devotees, because we are unique in that we have access to perfect spiritual knowledge and to perfect material knowledge. Although there are many people who have seem to be more successful in dealing with material things, they're very often missing the spiritual dimension. So this is the contribution that we as devotees are meant to bring and to share, you know, to the whole world. And it is therefore very essential that we understand what Srila Prabhupada has given us, what we are inheriting in our guru parampara, and this will ultimately enable individuals and society in general to become actually successful. This song or explanation will be given in the days to come, I guess, of what the Brahmana did and how he reacted in this present situation. I think this section is dealing probably more with the spiritual, you know, aspect. So from this, these are a few points actually from the purport. Although it's still a little bit early in our class,